I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Chalk white, dusky purple, tangerine pink, cinnamon brown. Arizona's Painted Desert National Park displays these colorful sediment layers in neatly organized stacks. Ancient river floods, volcanic eruptions, blasting winds, and intermittent lakes created this bizarre landscape. This layering, or stratification, can also be seen in Earth's oceans. Ocean strata result from different water temperatures, densities, and salt concentrations. The coldest and saltiest layers sink heavily to the seabed. Warmer layers hold less salt and therefore float above the deep strata. Seasonal changes in weather and sun exposure across the planet periodically cause all the layers to tumble and mix. For example, extra heat in summer penetrates deep into the ocean like a shovel. It pries the cold layers up to the surface, creating a natural air conditioning system for the planet. Or at least, that's what used to happen. The relentless rise of global temperatures has overheated the surface of the ocean. The scorched surface layer resists mixing with other layers, which also causes those layers to resist more mixing. The more the layers cement and segregate, the more the ocean stagnates. Fortunately, this dismal future is not set in stone. Ordinary people can cut down the Earth's rise in temperatures by diverting food scraps to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.